Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
So the Big 12, of course, is historically known as a conference that is all about offense, no defense, but that has definitely shifted in recent years. There are several legit, very good defenses in the conference, which leads us to our question today.
The question is, who are the top five defenses in the Big 12?
All right, let's count down from five, Trey. Go for it.
Yeah, we've got TCU. The defense hasn't really been the issue for Gary Patterson's Horned Frogs in the last couple of years. It's been more the offense. But that defense, they're consistently in the top 20. Last year, they were third in the nation at forcing three and outs. They have one of the best defensive end duos going into the year with Coleman and Mathis. Those two combined for 29 tackles for loss last year. Corey Bethley on the D-line, he spurned the NFL. He returned. They got a transfer pass rusher from UCF. I mean, the big loss on the defense is at safety. They lost Trevon Morrig and Ardarius Washington. That should hurt them. But the secondary still has Travius Hodges Tomlinson. He led the Big 12 in pass breakups. He was second in the nation with 13 of those. So I think Gary Patterson's aggressive defensive style should lead to another strong season.
Yeah, that's one of the best cornerback duos, you know, pairing him with Noah Daniels if he stays healthy this year. So they are definitely in the top five here. But number four on the list is West Virginia. And last year, this defense was insanely good, maybe the best in the Big 12. And they'll still be very good. But I actually had them fifth on my personal list just because they do have some important losses. Tony Fields, their leading tackler, is gone. Their beast nose tackle, Darius Stills, is gone. His little brother, still there, of course. And they, of course, the kind of the big story is they had some surprising transfers this offseason. Tyke Smith, one of the best defensive backs in the country, went to Georgia. Their starting corner, Drayshon Miller, transferred to Auburn. And Jeffrey Pooler, a starter on the defensive line, a defensive end, transferred to Northwestern. So, you know, there's still, of course, really good players left. And it's not just, you know, if you were projecting forward, they lost three starters, but that's still just three guys on the defense, so it's not going to tank them, and they'll still be very good, like I said. But, you know, if everyone came back, they might have been number one.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you on that. There's definitely some concerns. I think it's so close between some of these schools. Like, it's really nitpicking between, like, TCU, West Virginia. I'm going at number three. We have Oklahoma State. It could be you could put any of those in any spot, and I'd be fine. Oklahoma State, Jim Knowles, the defensive coordinator, has done a really great job. I mean, it's always seemed like the defense there in Stillwater was the Achilles heel for Gundy, but it's flipped the script. The defense is good. Now the question mark's more on offense. So this year they got eight starters returning. Looks like all but two of the starters are going to be seniors. So even the kind of technically the new starters are going to be elder statesmen, played a lot of snaps. So they do lose Calvin Bundage, who had 7.5 sacks last year. That's going to hurt a little bit. And we need to see if their defensive end, Trace Ford, will be fully recovered from his ACL tear that he suffered later in the year. If he is, I mean, that's a huge boost. But they got a great playmaker still. Linebacker, Malcolm Rodriguez, their safety, Colby Harvell Peel. They're both all Big 12 players, so for the past 2 years. So the secondary should be strong with really good safeties. Good linebacker core. They're good at everybody else. So they've done a great job just kind of stabilizing that D.
All right. Well, staying within the state of Oklahoma, at number two, we have the Oklahoma Sooners. It's been well documented how bad the Sooners D has been in past years. So it's really amazing to see them in this second spot and even vying for the top D, arguably. Alex Grinch, can't say enough about what he's done, the dramatic turnaround they've had in a couple years. Looking at SP Plus rankings in terms of defense the last few years, they were 84th in 2018 before he got there. His 3-3-5 system got them to 48th in year one, 15th last year. Now, when you look at the actual pieces, they lose star Ronnie Perkins. He was always in the backfield, and that hurt, but they still return tackle Isaiah Thomas, linebacker slash N Nick Benito. Those two combined for 16.5 sacks last year. You got guys like Perrion Winfrey on the line as well. Jalen Redmond, the tackle, he opted out last year. So if he returns to form this year, that D-line should be great. The secondary has to elevate a little bit. They lose Radley Hiles to transfer, interception leader from a year ago. Norwood is gone. But guys like Woody Washington, Jaden Davis, DJ Graham, those guys, they're solid, but I think they just need to step up and elevate their game just a little bit for Oklahoma's defense to take that final last step. So there's a little bit of mix and of youth and inexperience in the secondary, but if they all gel, this could be the best defense in the conference.
All right. Well, number one on our list, though, for now is Iowa State, best defense in the Big 12. And they actually had the best defense in the Big 12 per SP Plus last year, and they bring back 9 starters. So, you know, it's close with all these teams, but I guess Iowa State, we kind of just trust.
I think it's close between Iowa State and OU. I got to be honest with you. I think those two.
I think Oklahoma State you could make a case for as well. Like,
yeah, I'd give the edge to Iowa State and OU over.
I mean, that we all did rank them there, so
yeah. Fair. Yeah.
But I mean, Iowa State is loaded with experience and loaded with, you know, high quality players, like all potential All Americans at every level of the defense. Will McDonald, one of the best edge rushers in the country. Mike Rose had 5 picks last year and led the Big 12 in tackles at linebacker. And then Greg Eisworth, the safety, also feels like he's been there forever. He decided to come back. He's been All Big 12 3 years in a row, first team. So.
Unbelievable.
And they're very well coached. John Haycock is extremely well respected. You always hear about other teams kind of stealing ideas from him or going to learn from him. So not much more you can say about Cyclones defense. How about some honorable mentions as we look at the top 5 list here? There's only 5 more teams left.
But. Yeah. Well, and I think there's really only 2 that you could theoretically consider for a top 5, in my opinion. And that's, I'll say one is Baylor. I think Baylor got a lot of pieces coming back, and they weren't bad last year, and they were kind of hamstrung by a bad offense. So you got some key transfers coming in, nose tackle from LSU, some good linebackers. I think Baylor could jump into that top 5 group, and it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, a lot of potential for Aranda.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess the other one is Texas, of course, with the talent they have. I think none of us had them in our top 5, but... with Pete Kwiatkowski coaching them up, wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, leaving out the Texas Tech and the Kansas schools. Sorry.
Yeah, they need to step it up.
Yeah.
But that'll do it for this episode of the College Football Bros. Let us know in the comments on YouTube your thoughts on our rankings here. And we will be back tomorrow with our last episode of Big 12 Preview Week. We'll make our official championship picks. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.